Welcome to Tearing It Off with Megan and Mirage. How are you doing today, Megan?
I'm excited.
Me too. I am actually really excited about our topic today, which is breath play. Now, I'm not going to say any more because you are. Okay. What is our word of the day?
Our word of the day is autoerotic asphyxiation.
That sounds kind of scary and erotic.
Mm-hmm.
What is that?
So that is autoerotic is obviously, you know, something that you do to yourself.
Uh-huh.
And erotic, you know, turns you on, and it's about holding your breath or having your breath held, taking your breath away during those oh so special tender moments that you share with yourself.
Okay.
So sometimes people call it breath play also, but it's constricting your breath in order to get a better orgasm actually.
Okay, well, why don't we jump into our first question of the day and maybe expand on what situations arise when we play with the breath. Here's our first question. I have been told to change my breathing pattern when masturbating, but whenever I try to do it, I lose my orgasm. I'm about to give up and just go back to my original way. Any suggestions?
So this is a deep question because I first want to kind of back up and say that breath is very, very closely tied to how our orgasms feel and how we feel during sexual moments.
Mm-hmm.
It's common for people to hold their breath, and they usually find out that they're holding their breath when somebody's like, pay attention to your breath pattern when you're masturbating. Usually sex educators or coaches will talk about this if they're working one-on-one with someone or during a class. So what's recommended is to get a deeper type of orgasm. We recommend that you breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth during masturbation time.
Okay.
Because it will heighten your orgasm.
So the whole time or to change it? Because this question is like to change it when masturbating.
What's most likely happening is this person is holding their breath or
right.
is breathing very shallow, very rapidly.
Okay, so where I'm confused here is change my breathing pattern when masturbating. Does he or she mean? Because I guess it works for both.
Yeah,
genders.
It works for both, yeah.
Is it when masturbating in general or at a certain point in masturbation to just like change it up? What does that mean? Did it mean both?
It would mean both, yes. And so definitely during is the key thing. But what will usually happen, especially when we're trying something new, is that you'll be fiddling away and you'll be like, oh, shoot, I'm supposed to pay attention to my breath pattern. And so people start focusing
right.
on how they're breathing and they lose that erotic sensation. They're like, I was enjoying that moment and now it goes away because they're focusing on something else. So
right.
the
okay.
real problem here is learning how to combine breathing deeply, because that will give you stronger orgasms
mm-hmm.
with your stimulation. And that can be difficult. So usually people will try it once or twice and they're like, nope, that's not working for me. I want to go back to the old way. But we have to remember that things take time. And it's normal for all of a sudden for you to kick in and be like, shoot, I'm not doing what I'm supposed to do. Then you're doing something you're not supposed to do, so your body's not like ready to join up with your head.
Okay.
So I would say practice makes perfect. I say this a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Masturbation is good for you. And so spend some serious time just, you know, training your body again.
Okay. And do you have any suggestions of like what kind of breathing? I mean, because we were talking about autoerotic asphyxiation. What other breathing exercises can you do while masturbating safely?
Oh, okay. So the autoerotic asphyxiation is death from holding the breath. Are you talking about like, can you play
oh,
with
okay.
breath? Or?
Oh, so you mean the asphyxiation is actually, all right. I wasn't sure when you explained it, so I'm glad we're talking about it now. I wasn't sure if the asphyxiation meant death.
Nope, that's holding your breath.
Okay.
Yes. So autoerotic is holding your breath, but
mm-hmm.
people can die from it.
Okay. Right.
This has been coming up in the news lately a lot.
Mm-hmm. Right.
With the death of
David Carradine.
Right.
Who played in Kill Bill. That's probably one of his most popular movies. I mean, he was in a lot of other movies, but the Kill Bill ones are his most popular ones. And in the newspapers and in the news, it was said that he died and he was found with his wrists tied and his genitals tied and something around his throat, his neck.
Right.
So, yeah, I guess that's where the conversation has come up.
And he was hanging.
He was hanging.
Which is the way that most people will end up dying if they engage in this behavior.
Well, it's very hard to control, right?
Right.
When you hang yourself. Yeah, so I guess, you know, if we talk about it in the media, it was speculated that he'd committed suicide.
Because he was found hanging. There was a lot of speculation also that he was, and this was by his family, that the Asian mafia actually killed him, and so foul play. And so there was a lot of controversy of talking about, first of all, we've got a famous celebrity who's found naked and hanging in his room, right. And there's a possible sexual element. So it was all over the news. Usually in cases of this, people don't want to advertise. So the family came out and said, we think that this is foul play. And so an autopsy was reported, and it was found that he was not killed by someone else or foul play. That's when all the press stopped, because most likely it was autoerotic asphyxiation. Like, I wasn't in the room, so I don't know, but he gave a face to this type of practice.
Right.
Which is common, and a lot of people engage in it. They don't necessarily think that they're engaging in autoerotic asphyxiation, but whenever you play with your breath, you're doing some type of breath play. Now, there are, just like many other activities, there are safe ways of doing it and things that are unsafe. And he engaged in a type of play that was proved to be very unsafe.
Well, because the thing when you're doing it by yourself is there's obviously no one there to tell you you're going too far.
Right. There's no assistance if you pass out or something like that. And this practice has caused a lot of controversy within the sexological communities of when this hit the news, of sexologists arguing within each other of saying, should we be talking about this in the public or should we not? And like really, really angry conversations have taken place on the listservs, in which some people are like, people are doing it, so we need to educate them in terms of how to do it safely. And then there are some very well-respected BDSM experts are saying, there's no way that this can be done safely. It's always a bad idea, and we just need to stop, tell everyone not to do it.
What do you think?
In my opinion, if we know that people are going to engage in behaviors, I think that it's all right to tell people how to do it safely without necessarily condoning it.
Okay.
I think it's the same thing with drugs. Like, if you're gonna do drugs, there are safer drugs to do than other types of drugs. If you're looking for this type of hive, giving you options that will produce that, and telling people what to do in an emergency. Like, I think that you can talk about things without necessarily endorsing it.
Right.
Because if people are going to do it, we want them to do it safely.
The difference with drugs is that they're illegal, whereas masturbation is not.
Currently, no, it is not.
Let's cross our fingers.
I'm sure at some point that debate is going to come up.
Well, let's not spark that anymore.
No.
But, well, okay, can you tell us how to do this safely? People masturbate with partners. Is that one of the ways to do it safely? To do this autoerotic asphyxiation, but with a partner watching?
Oh, man, that's a great question, because if you do that with a partner, then now suddenly, if the person does accidentally die, it's on the partner. So It gets really complicated.
I was saying it so that the person doesn't accidentally die.
But those things happen, and manslaughter charges will occur.
Oh my goodness.
So this is where sexologists start fighting within one another, because they're like, we don't want people to be charged with accidental manslaughter.
Okay, I see how this gets complicated. So are there safe ways of doing this?
Whenever you're playing with breath, one of the thrills of it is that it's scary to do. Like, one of the reasons that people like doing it is they're doing something very bad. Like, they're doing something that's kind of dangerous.
Like the Russian roulette.
Yeah. Anytime you play with death, I'm just going to put this out. It doesn't mean that I'm saying don't do it. I'm saying anytime you play with breath, you're putting yourself at a higher chance because of something bad happening. Because we could deal with an embolism. We could have somebody pass out in the moment and go into cardiac arrest. We could have someone not give the tap on the shoulder to say, okay, let go. All of these things can happen. Is there a way to do it safely? I am so not the expert in terms of who or what to tell people to do. I'm sure there are ways to do it safer than others, but you're always putting yourself at risk for hurting someone or hurting yourself in the process. Even if we don't deal with situations of you dying or your partner dying, we could deal with issues of a stroke happening, and so you become paralyzed on one side. These are all the worst case scenarios that can happen. Obviously, thousands of people do it every single day and don't end up getting hurt. It's not on my green light type of sexual play behaviors that are on the safer continuum.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Well, talking about partner play, let's go on to our second question. Sometimes my partner likes me to hold their neck while I'm on top of them until they tell me to stop. Is this okay? What do you think, Megan?
Well, it sounds like you have to come to the decision. The person who's writing has to come to the decision if they're okay with it. And if those two people are okay with it, then we're entering into a consensual, play behavior. The key thing, I think, is to create a non-verbal type of reaction of that lets them know we need to stop this right now.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of like a safe word, but a safe action to let them know time to stop, like this is my red light zone.
Right, okay.
Is it okay? That's something for you and your partner to decide. But for the person who is holding the breath, and I think we could just kind of cover this too, is that, you know, you could be held responsible for manslaughter if the person dies. So it's really important that you read a book on the subject, because there are books that are out there on erotic breath play. You can mm-hmm. find the topic listed under BDSM behaviors mm-hmm. or kinky behaviors. You could contact a physician in terms of how to keep yourself safe or warning signs to look out for. So there is this organization called the Kink Aware Professionals, and it's basically providers, whether they're medical, teachers, or therapists, mental health, that are familiar with these types of issues. So you can contact a physician on there and be like, tell me what I need to know, and it's anonymous. So I would really recommend, you know, these people are entering into this consensually, learn more about it, talk about how you're going to keep yourself safe before you just hide in their orgasm. Because it can be really hot. It will definitely give the person a stronger orgasm.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing that people don't like talking about. The reason that this happens is it does hide an orgasm a lot.
Right.
But you can educate yourself on it.
Yeah. Well, I think it's important. I mean, we had our episode on sex disasters, which if you haven't listened to yet, you should definitely go download the podcast. But this could be a potential sex disaster.
Yeah, this is a big sex disaster. And, you know, not many people want to have on their death certificate that they died because of autoerotic asphyxiation or erotic asphyxiation. That's not something that most people want to go down in history for.
Well, I have another question for you. Obviously to do something like this with a partner, you have to trust each other. When is it the right time to start talking about this thing, to start talking about dangerous ways of pleasuring each other?
It's a really good question, because it's in the best case scenario that you know someone and that you've had these conversations. But a lot of times people will do this during hookups. Like, they'll just be like, hold my neck while they're playing. So it does happen during hookups, but in the best case scenario, like, you should know each other. So I just kind of want to put that out there. So mm-hmm. go back to what was the question you said? How do you bring it up?
Yeah, how do you bring it up? Like, when does something like this come up? I don't know. Maybe this is just me, but I don't see someone asking a partner on a first hookup to do something this dangerous. When does it feel safe enough to start experimenting in something this dangerous? And how aware do you have to be about it? Because obviously, you know, we're talking about informing, reading up about it, getting information, you know, really being aware. So this isn't something, I guess, to be experimented with lightly.
No, I definitely don't recommend experimenting with it lightly. But as rough sex becomes more and more popular, I think it's going to be explored more casually without these important conversations. So, you know, there are situations in which you could meet someone for the first time at, like, let's say a play party. And if you're at a certain type of play party, some people are expecting that this behavior is going to go on. And so you've got the luxury of like, okay, these people are all here and they're looking for like some type of kinky sex. Rock on. I am in the right space. And it'll make that conversation easier. There are some people who believe that if you're starting out in a relationship, just kind of throw out all your kinks all at once so that you don't have to tiptoe down the years and slowly bring it up. And then, you know, if you're in the type of relationship that's a little bit more vanilla and you want to expand upon stuff, there are different avenues that you can go. You can go flat out conversation, like, I really want to do this. You can go more subtle. You can get a movie like Killing Me Softly, which...
Oh, yes, with Heather Graham and Joseph Fiennes.
Yeah, which is an erotic movie that talks about... that has a theme of breath play involved in it. And, you know, you can pop this in, be like, I've wanted to watch this movie, and in the middle of the movie when the breast scene is going on or at the end of the movie, you can just turn to your partner and be like, wow, what do you think about that?
Mm-hmm.
And you've already know what you think about it, so it's a way for you to plant the seed without saying, I really want you to do this.
Right.
And I can start a conversation.
Yeah. Okay.
You can use the news. So, like, you could use this
David Carradine story.
Right. And turn to your partner and be like, what do you think about that? I've thought about this. I am a big fan of teachable moments, of going for the things that drop out of the sky and using that as your way mm-hmm. of initiating the conversations that are difficult for you to initiate.
Or have them listen to our podcast.
Yes. And then say, what did you think about that, honey?
We're here to make your sex life more interesting.
Yep.
All right. Well, why don't we end with our fact of the day? What's our fact?
We're going to end on a sad note.
Sad note.
A sad note. So the sad note is about 1,000 to 1,500 people die each year of autoerotic asphyxiation. So we need to be informed before we play.
All right. Well, remember that. And
when you're playing, be safe.
Exactly. Be safe playing.
Right.
That was Tearing It Off with Megan and Mirage.